Hey, howdy and happy day. These days, Canada is in the news, worldwide news. BBC every day has got a whole bunch of stuff on Canada, as does CNN and Fox News even. It's kind of something with what's going on, and everyone was watching this, I'll call it an election, I guess, or anointment or some such with Mark Carney. So he was successful, and he now will become the next Prime Minister of Canada. He's never held an elected seat, other than now I guess he's kind of elected. But let me give you some stats on this. If you're a Canadian, you better sit down and have a couple of aspirins close by, because it's pretty amazing. The Canadian system, it's the old New Westminster system, is totally bizarre. Going back to when the former Prime Minister, I guess he still is for a minute or two, Justin Trudeau, when he was elected in his riding, for example, 3,000 people that speak English voted for him to be Prime Minister. That's all in a country of 40 million people because of the way it's laid out. Let me tell you more here. Mark Carney won in a landslide. Or did he? He won 85.9% of the vote to become Prime Minister. And that's all Liberals voting for the leadership. And as soon as you become leader, of course, you become anointed. You become the Prime Minister. Canada's population is about 40 million. There are about 28 million eligible voters in Canada, 131,674. All Liberal voters, again, elected Carney. You got that? 131,000 people elected Carney. That's less than one half of 1% of all eligible voters that elected the Prime Minister of a country. Less than half of 1%. Have you got that? I mean, so 99.5% of Canadian voters did not vote for the now Prime Minister of the country. 99.5%. Take another aspirin, because you'll need more as I continue here. 99.99% of the total population of the country did not vote for this man. But he's in charge now. And he's not just in charge as a leader, he's a dictator, because that's the New Westminster system. He can do whatever he wants. I mean, he's kind of a socialist. His wife is incredibly socialistic. It's all about the environment, and let's go hug trees every day before, you know, let's pray and hug a tree. Something like that. I mean, Alberta, separate fast. Canada's doomed. I mean, how do you get by all of this stuff? And this guy, he's Trudeau on steroids. I mean, his delivery is better. He's got more moxie. He's got a lot of good stuff in terms of the presentation. But he's the same old and worse. Not nice. So 99.5% of all Canadian voters, I got to say it again and again, because do you believe it? Can this really happen? You don't get to vote for the Prime Minister in your own country. Anyway, you have to vote for your Member of Parliament, and then the Prime Minister says, don't you talk unless I tell you to talk. It's a bad thing. I mean, let me tell you more stuff about Canada. I went into a Prospera Credit Union in Kelowna, British Columbia, recently. I wanted to wire some money. And I bought a property from a woman, and I was wiring her a deposit, and she was in the U.S. And they said, I need her driver's license. I said, I don't have her driver's license. I don't even know her. What are you talking about? Need her driver's license? We need to know. I said, do you really think she's going to give it to me so I get to see how much she weighs and where she lives? I don't think so. I've never met her. You have to. And they had a list of other things. And I said, well, that's nuts. So I left and I went to the Royal Bank of Canada and I wired to her, and life is grand. Everything's good. So what's going on? More regulations. Some government liberal must be working at that credit union, do you think? Just sharing. Three conservative members left the party in British Columbia. I was recently when I was in Canada, I was at a session with John Rustad, the leader of the opposition of the Conservative Party. And there was 20 of us that went to this kind of special event. And Tara Armstrong was sitting beside me, and nice girl. And I spent some time with her. And she's one of the ones that left the party. And now she's sitting as an independent. That's kind of too bad. But it's just happening, just more stuff that isn't kind of good. Hey, this newfound spunk that Canadians have now is made up of threats and counter stuff, counter bullying, when in fact they should just run business. That's what they should do. I mean, things will work out with regards to the tariff and everything else, but all this fake patriotism all of a sudden from people who used to say, up until very recently, that Canada had no identity, no culture. Trudeau said that all the time. Canada's not a real country. And it's just settled by a bunch of white people, and we don't like them. So I'm going to change that, and change it he did. And he's always said that. And all of a sudden, let's fly a Canadian flag because Trump was a bully, right? And how is it that this kind of stuff goes on? Now, California they're cousins, in terms of their political thoughts at least, with the liberals in Canada. California just came out with a bill the other day that they're trying to get passed, and I can't imagine that they will, because there is a constitution in America, which is kind of nice. And that bill is, in California, you can't protect yourself anymore. And this is a state where people have CCWs, you know, concealed carry permits, and other things because you can. And now this new bill from the Democrats is saying, this isn't right. Look at Canada. Canada says you can't defend yourself. We like them, so let's be the same. Where do these people come from? Must be Pluto or Mars or something. It's quite incredible, really, when you think about it, that you say, I'm going to take your rights away when it's not my right. It's a God-given right to defend yourself. Every man and woman will react if somebody comes up to harm one of theirs. You can't pass laws like that. That's crazy. I mean, good luck with that. You have to push back and fight back all the time with these people and liberals. And then they tell you it's a good thing to do. Liberals, they spit on you and then they call it rain. That's what they do all of the time. Lastly, US of A. Canadians have always been able to go to the US for 6 months. Other countries, I think, are 30 days or upwards to 90 days. I think Britain is 90. Recently, Britain brought in this new rule that said you have to register to come to the UK. And so now the US is putting that in place for Canadians. And Canadians are nervous. I get it. I mean, they're upset. Some of them are terrified. They own houses. I know people who are actually selling their residences now in Arizona and other places because of this. 30 days. You have to register now if you're staying longer than 30 days. Well, I don't know what's going to happen. Who knows who's who in the zoo anymore? But that one, I feel bad for people. Anyway, I got more, but that's enough for now. So politically, right is right, left is wrong. Things will work out. All we need is level heads. And it's like I've said so many times, I want to sell you my house. And then all of a sudden I say, I don't want to sell it to you. I don't like you anymore. What am I going to do with my house? I'll sell to somebody else. Free markets work. Quit your whining and go out and keep building. And you can do that. You can build. You can sell this here and something else there. Hey, maybe I should run for office. No chance of that. Hey, y'all come back.